Apple to postpone privacy option that app makers oppose, in the Wall Street Journal by Patience Hagen. Apple Incorporated said it would delay until early next year a privacy change that would invite iPhone users to keep their devices cloaked from apps that want to track them. Critics of the change, which have been set to go into effect this fall, say it would hurt app makers by making it harder to sell personalized ads. Facebook Incorporated, which has a business that facilitates such ad sales on mobile devices, spoke out last week against Apple's proposed policy, as did some online publishers. "We want to give developers the time they need to make the necessary changes," an Apple spokesman said. When the new privacy prompt is introduced next year, iPhone users will be asked on an app-by-app basis if they consent to having their behavior tracked. Apple announced the feature during its annual developers conference in June, with the intention to include it in the new iPhone operating system to be released this month. The announced feature had set the digital advertising and app publishing industries scrambling to prepare for the change, devising new methods to target users with ads. The Partnership for Responsible Addressable Media, a coalition of advertisers and ad tech companies, formed in July in an attempt to forestall Apple's change. This is welcome news given the potential impact on the media landscape. This will allow for more time for details to be understood and discussed among stakeholders, said Stu Ingres, a partner at law from Venerable and Pram's lead counsel. DMG Media, operator of the Daily Mail and Mail Online, raised concerns last month with the Justice Department that the ad tracking prompt would be anti-competitive, said a person familiar with the matter. The Information, a publisher of Tech News, earlier reported that Apple delayed the rollout of the privacy feature.